then you had that generation that the things were black or white.
Oh, yes, yeah, nothing in between.
And you didn't question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. It's very different, very different. Now, if a person was waiting for you to get ready and so that you could go someplace with them and eat, they might say, hey, you going to be ready soon? You might say, well, yeah, I'll be with you in...
Oh, usually it's a little bit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or, you know, say, you hardly ever say shortly, but you would mean that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, if you were going someplace and you knew you were on the right road, but you weren't sure of the distance, you might ask somebody, well, how
far is it?
Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to know, like, how many times somebody did something, like, how many times do they play bridge or something?
You would say how often?
Yes, yes. And if you were agreeing with somebody, if they said, well, I'm not going to do that, you might say, well, then me?
Neither. Now, you say neither. You wouldn't need to, but you would.
Yeah, but you would, yeah. Now, this next part is just for pronunciation. I'm just going to point to different parts of me and just see what you call it. Okay, this is my
head.
And then just this very part across here.
The forehead.
And this would be
here.
And on a man's face, he has to shave his
beard.
And this would be
ear.
Mm-hmm. And if you were distinguishing between
ears,
mm-hmm, you'd say this was your
left ear, mm-hmm, and your right ear.
And this is your
mouth.
And this is your
neck.
And the part that you swallow through, you refer to as your
throat.
Have you heard anybody talk about a goozle?
I've heard of it, yes.
Heard that?
A goozle is what they usually call the Adam's apple.
Oh, okay. Now, these things are called
teeth.
And one would be a
tooth.
And the flesh up here around
the gum.
And this part of your hand
is
would
the
be
palm.
And one of these is
fist.
And two would be
fist.
And, oh, the places on your body that bend.
Joint.
And, can't imagine how hard that is to get somebody.
Would you have people say giants?
Yes, sometimes.
I guess
yes,
you would, yes.
Yes. And on a man's body, the upper part is referred to as the
torso.
And then this here is called your
shoulder.
And one of these is, I mean, this whole thing here.
Hand.
Yes. And the plural would be
hands.
And this whole thing would be your
leg.
And one of these is
a toe.
And then this, the thing that you walk with is
foot.
And two of them are
feet.
And then the very front part of this that you
calf.
And
no, it's not the calf. That's the
part that you bruise or hit
shin.
Up. Yes. And the back part of your thighs, like you squat down on your.
It's not the thighs, huh?
No, just. Like when you're talking about people squatting down, you say they're squatting down on the
Some people say haunches.
Yes, yes, that's right. Now, if a person had been sick for a while and they kind of look sort of white about the face, though,
you go back to my background, which my mother would say peaked.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law would say, they had a word for which I sure meant gaunt. They say gant.
Oh, yeah.
Gant.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how anybody would ever know unless they'd come from that part of the country.
Uh-huh.
But they were peaked was the word we had in our family.
Yeah, I've heard that. Now, if you were referring to a person who could, like, lift heavy weights, you'd say they were really
strong.
And a person that was overweight, but yet not really blubbery fat, who was kind of...
They used to say fleshy.
Yeah.